Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is episode 3, Letting Go of Toxicity. So in this episode, I'm going to kind of pretty much like wing it. I wrote down some bullet points for what I want to go over, and then I found some stuff on the internet about like toxic people. I feel like with this episode, it's more so about like dating and relationships in general and just toxic people, because you can be toxic towards yourself, but a lot of times the reason why you're toxic towards yourself is because you're around a lot of just pure blown toxicity. So I think with this particular episode, it's about toxic people. You know, you do have to start with yourself, but there's also a lot of toxicness that's around you, so you got to be real, real careful. You know. What is toxic? According to the Google definition, poisonous, very harmful or unpleasant in a pervasive or insidious way. Poisonous. Poisonous. What I would consider toxic is something that makes you go crazy in your mind. It makes you feel like you can't think, you can't speak, something that just isn't right for you. You know, that would be my definition. What makes you go back? What makes you go back? What makes me go back? I would say the consistency, the fact that you know that that toxic person will always be there. Something in your mind tells you that you almost can't even live without them, because it's toxic. It's very toxic. It takes you to a point of no return at points. And then you have to clock out and go home because you know it's not right for you. And this is why I have to get other people on the podcast, because otherwise it's almost just like a conversation with just you and the other person type stuff. But I like still being able to do these episodes because it's still fun and you can talk things out and, you know, it's fun, but I'm definitely going to get some more people on here because that way it's more like a conversation between other people and you can get other opinions and stuff. But I do enjoy this because I hope you guys are still enjoying the message of it all, you know, which is things that no one talks about except for in private. But yeah, what makes you go back? Sometimes it's the sex. Moving forward, are you addicted? Are you addicted? Are you addicted? You're addicted because it's toxic. And it's toxic because you're addicted. I think that was a word. I said, are you addicted? You are addicted because it's toxic. And you're toxic because you are addicted. I think that was a word. I would repeat it again, but that's just doing too fucking much. You're toxic because you're addicted, and you're addicted because it's toxic. What else is there to say? What else is there to say? Are you addicted? What is addiction? What is addiction? You know, Are you willing to let go? Are you willing to let go? Are you willing to let go because you know it's just not good for you? It's taking the breath out of you. It's affecting your children. It's affecting your money. It's affecting your money, your brain, the way you talk to yourself, the way you bathe, the way you do your hair, the way you shave your beard. Are you willing to let go? I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to let go. It's a new year. It's about to be a new year, you guys. We got one more month left. Let's kick fucking ass. Let's kick ass. Let's let go of the toxicity. Let's let go of the pain, the hurt, the torture, the 20 years ago memories. Just let it go. At least try to. So before I end this podcast, I would like to go to the web at www.webmd.com, mental health, and give you signs of what is a toxic person. A toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Many times, people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and traumas to do this. They act in ways that don't present them in the best light and usually upset others along the way. Toxicity in people isn't considered a mental disorder, but there could be underlying mental problems that cause someone to act in toxic ways, including a personality disorder. Here are some warning signs to watch out if you think you're dealing with a toxic person. You feel like you're being manipulated into doing something you don't want to do. You're constantly confused by the person's behavior. You feel like you deserve an apology that never comes. You have to defend yourself to this person. You never feel fully comfortable around them. You continually feel bad about yourself in their presence. Just like there are signs you're around a toxic person because of how the person makes you feel, there are signs seen in the person themselves that highlights their toxicity. The most common signs include inconsistency. They always need your attention. There is always drama. They don't respect your boundaries. They manipulate others for what they want. They abuse substances. Confront them. As soon as you notice toxic behaviors, confront the person. Call them out on any lies or inconsistencies. Tell them you don't appreciate how they behave. This shows them that they're paying attention. And you're giving them a chance to explain themselves or apologize. So who do I want to go to bed with tonight? I would like to go to bed with Michelle Obama because I aspire to have a husband just as strong and panthoric as Barack Obama. I think that he is the alpha and the omega. I think that he is the king of all kings. I feel like she really married a guy that really sets the standard for what a husband needs to be. You know, I always say I'm looking for my Barack, my Barack, my Barack, my Barack. You know, we don't want a Biden, baby. We sure don't want a fucking Clinton. We want a Barack, because even if he has cheated, goddamn it, we'll never motherfucking know. You know, I think Barack is a beautiful black king. And he really represents her. He holds her down. Like, you know how some husbands, they don't even, like, take up for their wives. They just kind of just throw them to the left like a asset. Like, he stands up for her. So I want to go to bed with Michelle Obama because she always had her fucking identity. She wrote them books. She clocked the fuck in. She gave all them speeches. They fried her to pieces. She kept going. She's resilient like myself. Michelle. Sierra's prayer. Here we go. I want to go to bed with Michelle Obama because she is the queen of all queens. She did not bite the apple. She is not Eve. Not one bit. And lastly, this is the song of the day, and that will be You Right by Doja Cat. I love that song. The lyrics are just really fun and sexy to me. It's about being in a relationship but wanting someone else, because you see that tingle in their eyes. You see that motive. You see that agenda. You see that fire. You see that desire. No Rick James. You know, I got a man, but I want you, you know. And it be like that sometimes, you know. You may be in something that's snatched and tight, but you see that one guy and it's just like, that thing you do, you know, you wickle my pickle. You know, you tickle my fancy, you lickle my fickle, you know. You know, you squirty my turdy, you know. And then, you know, you clock back in and you have to realize that, oh, I got a man, but I want you. I got a man, but I want you. Fuck. But yeah, that's a good song. It's sexy. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night. And good fucking luck.